Chapter 11, Devotional 5, Rebellion in the Ranks, Rebellion and Resistance. Numbers, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, tell us, Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Sadly, sooner or later, every leader will face the spirit of rebellion in the troops. Most often it comes from the inner circle. I've developed a special interest in the subject of spiritual authority over the last several years, as Pastor Dollar has taught us on this important subject, both in his messages from the pulpit to the congregation and in his leadership development calls with WCCI ministry leaders. I've come to realize through his teachings that rebellion and sedition are common occurrences in the body of Christ and are a major tool Satan uses to attack the church and thwart kingdom business. I'm beginning to learn just how effective Satan has been in convincing many Christians that the church should operate and run like the world. The world uses opinion polls, focus groups, democratic elections, consensus, cultural norms, and emerging trends to decide between right and wrong and establish direction. Be clear, all of these practices are in direct opposition to the kingdom of God. In the spiritual realm, it's different. In the spirit realm, kingdom, God rules, God decides, God decrees, commands, establishes order, vision, direction, chain of command, rewards, and penalties. The kingdom of God is not a democracy. Rebellion, sedition, open defiance of spiritual leaders, murmuring and complaining is offensive to God. It is designed by Satan to destroy the church and undermine the kingdom. God expressed his anger over the behavior to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Aaron was spared, but Miriam was struck with leprosy because she spoke negatively against Moses, God's ordained leader. Child of God, I encourage you to obey God's word as it relates to spiritual authority. Submit to your leaders, honor them, follow them in excellence, and pray for them. Understand that they have been appointed by God. Do not fall for Satan's tricks. Rebellion, disobedience, sedition, and complaining will not go unnoticed and always carries a penalty. Lord, thank you for this important lesson on spiritual authority. Holy Spirit, teach me and help me to submit to my leaders, pray for them and honor them at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.